easy to get along with, quiet, he'd agree with most anybody.
Does that mean all the time he's that way?
He's that way all the time. He'll never confuse. He always got good nature. Agree with you.
All right. If I say that boy is really awkward, you know, like maybe a teenage boy sometimes gets all arms and legs when they're growing, you know, I say, oh, he's so awkward. Now, does that mean the way he looks or the way he moves?
The way he moves and the way he acting, he's so awkward, you know. That means, you know, he's just, we might say, careless, you know, stumble, or, oh, he's so awkward, he can't get by good, you know. And that's one way, you know, he can be awkward, you know. Look like you're clumsy as you're walking, anything you're going to do. You do it so awkward, you know. Like unhanded to you.
All right, you'd have to say he looks awkward.
He looks awkward. You know, clumsy, you know. That means you know, stumble away the thing.
Okay. Do people ever, if you wanted to talk about somebody who does silly things all the time, you'd say, gee,
he acts like a fool and crazy.
Would you ever say a woman acts like a fool?
So he acts mighty foolish.
Now, what does that mean?
Is she crazy? I like she crazy.
Does a woman ever get foolish over a man?
Well, sometimes they do.
What does that mean?
I don't know about jealous. What I say is, she acts so foolish. She acts crazy. I say, she's jealous of? She crazy about that man.
Would you ever say she's foolish about
she's
that
foolish,
man?
She's foolish, that man.
Does that mean she's...
I say that too.
That means what? She's crazy in love with him, or?
Some say in love with him somewhere. I said she's so foolish about it.
What do you say about a woman who will, you know, she can really sidle up to a man and say sweet things, you know, to get something out of him? You say she's gonna do what to him?
She's gonna do it here.
Would you say she's gonna sweet mouth him?
Sweet talk him.
That means flatter.
That's right.
That means she's gonna talk him
out
of
it.
A man who holds on to everything he has is a...
Hold on to everything he has.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some money and he's not going to go...
He's tight, he's a reserve, he's a stingy man.
Did you call him a tight wire or a skin flint?
Yeah, he's a stingy.
He's stingy?
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever heard the term tight wire?
Tight wire.
Someone who's always out to get the most that he can out of other people.
He's a hustler.
He's a hustler. Oh, okay. You ever hear a woman called a hustler?
Yeah, he's talking to him too.
Well, what's she?
She's a hustler trying to get things on. Just always out trying to get something.
I see. I see. If you are not easy in your mind about something, you are if you are not easy, you're
easy in your mind.
You'll say I'm uneasy.
Uneasy.
Right. Talk about the word. If I say I'm afraid of something, ma'am,
I'm too busy.
Oh, what are they fussing about? They want to be fed, or are they just discussing
things? Come in,
you ever call that road out there the lane?
Yeah, we call it Middle Lane.
No, now that's the one down there, right?
Well, this right up here, this right here.
The one coming up to your house.
Well, I said, well, that might be too long for driving. I wouldn't call that a driveway. I said, that's my little road, my little, you know, that's my little driving road there.
I see. A road that's out in the country, you know, that doesn't go anywhere, but just goes, you know, between some houses.
I call that a... Just go through that. I call that a lane. That's driving.
All right,
driving.
You call that old country road?
Country road, something like this. This little old plantation road goes through from house to house. And don't go out and don't lead out to the highway.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Just go to some house, don't you? All right. I started to say something about talking about the word afraid.
Afraid.
If you say I'm afraid, now, does this mean something that is over a long?